转眼就过去了呀。
And God is at work, right?
但神一直都在做工，对不对啊？
Right. And I think if you are a follower of Jesus, you never get tired of seeing what God is doing.
如果你是真的跟随主的话，你看到神做工的，你都觉得永不疲倦。
What do you think?
你觉得怎么样？
Yeah, God is at work, and it's just a matter of Him opening our eyes so we can see what He's doing.
神一直都在做工，他只要打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见的，我们就会很惊讶，发现神一直都在做工。
Of course, we're still moving through the Gospel of Mark, and today we're just going to take a shorter text that comes together. Mark has put it together as a shorter unit.
所以我们还是在来看马可福音哈，这一段的经文比较短。
We're going to see it's about Jesus and what he has to say about taxes.
我们来看耶稣和他关于这个交税的这段的教导。
But it's about a lot more, really.
但其实不只是在讲交税。
And so this is one of the verses that some of us think about when in relation to the text today. This is from the prophet Isaiah.
我们先看一段那个以赛亚书的经文。
And it's related to what we see in the life of Jesus today.
他是讲到将来要来的那位弥赛亚，大卫的子孙。
Actually, people believe this is a prophecy about the Messiah, about Jesus.
很多人觉得这一段的经文其实预言了弥赛亚。
About his character, the kind of person he is.
预言了他的什么呢？预言他的这个性格，他这是怎样的一个人
？Let's take a moment and just reflect on this.
我们就来看。
He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by appearance, nor make any decision based on hearsay. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited.
他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判，不凭眼见，断是非，也不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人。
He's fair, he's impartial.
他是公平的。
Right, he just doesn't listen to anything. He's wise and he's discerning.
他不会说偏袒哪一方，他很有智慧。
And this has everything to do with what Jesus encounters today when people ask him about taxes.
他的这段性格特点就决定了他今天在面对人家来试探他的时候，他所做所行。
And this has everything to do when a person decides to be baptized and follow Jesus.
就因为他这个特点，他这个性情，今天也有人决定受浸来跟随他。
Because this message is about our identity.
因为今天的信息关到我们的身份。
It's about the meaning, the significance of baptism.
也讲到这个受浸的这个意义和它的意义。
About how what we listen to, what we hear shapes us.
我们所听到的会来塑造我们的行为。
And sometimes misshapes us.
或者说把我们塑造成一个不好的地方。
About how we tend to judge others who are different from ourselves.
我们也常常会很容易论断跟我们不一样的人。
And about the challenge of divided loyalties in our lives.
今天的信息也会讲到说，当有不同的对象都要我们效忠的时候，我们应该怎样子来应对这个挑战。
So Peter is a good, gives us a good portrait of how a person over time has gradually changed and transformed.
所以我们会看见一个人他在跟随主被主改变塑造了一段时间之后他会是怎样
It's something that takes years, even decades, right?
所以这个改变可能是几年甚至是十几年
And so he writes this letter and he says the following
所以这个人就是彼得 他在后来他的书信他是这么讲
Obviously he's talking to Christians
那彼得是写给基督徒的这封信是
He says, since you call on a father,Who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear.
所以在彼得前书一章十七节，他是这么说的哈：你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
So I've been working with foreigners for four decades.
我跟这些在世寄居或者说是外国人，我跟他们工作中，我已经做了差不多四十年了。
It's been a joy to serve international students and immigrants, even right here in this city.
我在国际学生中，或者说刚刚新移民中工作，我觉得很喜乐。
And I think it's interesting that Peter challenges the followers of Jesus to live and think as foreigners.
所以我觉得很有意思哈，彼得他对我们说，我们这些信徒要过我们的生活，就好像一个外国人或者说新移民那种感觉哈。
So what do we know about foreigners?
我们对于外国人或者新移民，你知道些什么呢？
Typically, they're not proud, and they're not trying to push their weight around. They're just trying to survive.
通常都不会趾高气扬的在这个一个外地生活，他们也不会说要把他的一切的行为准则要当地人遵守，而是说他希望能够怎么样子，能够在这个外国的风俗习惯中能够存活下来。
Trying to learn the language, trying to learn the culture. Their chest is not out. Their head's kind of, you know, just alert and paying attention.
所以他通常不会那种趾高气扬的活在当地人中间，他会好像那种夹着尾巴哈，这样子悄悄的这样子过日子。
And I think, yeah, I like that because you know you could be in this nation one day and then deported the next day. You don't know about as a foreigner, you don't know about your status. Just depends on a lot of different factors.
所以这个外国人或者新移民，他可能担心，万一他的这个身份被吊销了，可能今天来，第二天就回去了。
So that mindset, I think, is a good mindset for me.
所以我觉得这样一个思维方式对我来讲，我觉得挺好的。
And I think Peter would say it's a good mindset for you as well.
彼得说这样一个思维方式对你来讲也是好的。
Live out your time as foreigners in reverent fear and fear of God.
所以你在这个你要从像一个这个外国人这样子在世上活着，就要存一个敬畏的心，度。我们在世的日子。
So in 1 week, I returned to Taiwan as a 外国人 as a foreigner.
我曾经回了台湾，待了一个礼拜，因为我的身份是对于台湾来讲，我是外国人。
So I will be freshly reminded because it's been maybe 12 plus years since I lived in Taiwan.
说过去曾经在我曾经在台湾住过，后来我又离开了，中间已经隔了12年了，大概。
I want to live as a foreigner who is totally dependent upon God.
我在那里是一个外国人，我的生活起居都要依靠神。
It's important how we live.
我们怎么样子生活很重要啊。
Okay, and I believe that this message is inspired by God. This text in the scripture reminds us that we live by God and God alone.
所以今天这段经文就跟我们讲说，我们是靠着耶和华唯一的依靠，靠着他来活的。
It's important how we live and what we live for.
我们是为我们怎么生活，我们为什么而活，都很重要。
Not as people who are looking for power and control and status. That's no.
我们活的不是像追求财富、金钱、权力。
But foreigners who are loyal to another king.
但是我们要有点像身在曹营心在汉那样子，我们活在这个世上，但我们是忠于天上的主。
Who is in fact the King of all kings?
他是天上的主，也是全地的主，是万王之王，万主之主。
King over a larger, greater, inconceivable government called the Kingdom of God.
所以神的国度远超地上所有的国度，他是超乎万有之上的。
And this King challenges us to follow Him.
这位天上的国，天上的王要求我们跟随他。
And to enter into a life where this kingdom will never pass away.
他让我们过一个生活来效忠天上的这个国度，天上的国是永存的。
So let's contextualize this. We remember now in Mark, we're at chapter 12. Do you recall some of what has happened before?
我们想想马可福音讲到这段之前，我们还讲了些什么？
Right, we talked about a time of judgment has come, and Jesus has used several different parables to illustrate the point.
耶稣讲到将来会有审判的，他用了一两个比喻来讲到将来的审判。
And Jesus is announcing that.The time has come. Judgment has come.
耶稣就是说，时候到了，这个审判也要来了。
And we're going to see a series of events that happen about God's people being judged before God.
所以我们会看到神的子民在神面前被神审判了。
And so Jesus is going to address this. This is a nice follow-up to what we've seen before.
那这一段呢，就是之前讲的两次的这个讲到审判的信息的一个很好的下面的一个继续。
This is the final week of Jesus' life before he goes to the cross.
我们知道耶稣讲这话的时候是他生命中的最后一个星期了，之后他就上了十字架。
And Jesus is giving these teachings on the temple grounds.
耶稣讲这段话的话是在圣殿山上。
And the authorities, the religious authorities are so threatened by Jesus at this point.
当时的宗教领袖非常怕耶稣。
Because they can't control him.
因为他们没办法控制耶稣。
And they're just dreadfully afraid of losing their power and influence.
他想着说耶稣把他们的，因着耶稣他们失去了民心，好像 但是犹太人都不听他们的了。
So they approach Jesus with some questions.
所以他们就来问耶稣一些问题。
And Jesus is going to take those questions and elevate to a higher teaching for us.
耶稣借着他的这些问题，把它升华到一个更高的，让他可以有跟教育大家的一个机会。
Let's pray.
我们来先祷告。
Lord, use this message today for your glory.
主啊，用这些信息来成就你的荣耀。
And help every one of us to listen to this message in light of the vows that we made at our baptism.
让我们听到这些信息，让我们想起我们当初受浸的时候对你的承诺。
About our loyalty to Jesus.
对你的表示的忠心。
About a whole new life.
当时我们说的，我们需要一个新的生命。
Such a better life.
那个是一个更好的生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. All right. So let's look at the text. And they sent to him, that is, they sent to Jesus, some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God.
所以他们打发几个法利赛人和几个希律党的人到耶稣那里，要就着他的话陷害他。他们来了就对他说，夫子，我们知道你是诚实的，什么人你都不逊情面，因为你不看人的外貌，乃是诚诚实实传神的道。
So this first section is about be careful of flattering words.
所以第一段的主题就是说，我们要提防仇敌的献媚之言。
Especially from agents who are deployed by the enemies of Christ.
尤其那些是来自基督仇敌他们所差来的说客。
Seeing the chief delegation, the Sanhedrin has not yet succeeded, they try a different approach.
所以那些眼见公会派出的主要代表团没有得手呢，他们就换一个方式了。
Time to send in a different team.
他们决定换一批人，换一种手法，再试一次。
And it's the Herodians this time along with the Pharisees.
这次就是希律党的人和法利赛人一起来了。
In fact, it's rather an unnatural cooperation.
因为这样一个组合是很不自然的。
And I think it indicates how desperate that those in power are to somehow be rid of Jesus once for all.
这种手段已经看到他们当权者为了除掉耶稣，他这个心有多么的急迫，不择手段。
Who are the Herodians?
那这个希律党人是什么呢
？Well, we get a clue by just looking at the name Herod, right?
你看这个名字就有点望文生义，他是这个名字就是希律党，他就是跟随希律的。
And the scholars tell us they were a rather unprincipled Jewish political party.
所以学者说，希律党是一群原则性不强的犹太政党。
And they were interested in somehow learning to work with Rome to their own advantage.
他们认为和罗马合作配合，对以色列人来说，对他们自己来说，都是最好的出路。
And so this group of Pharisees and also Herodians have come to entrap Jesus.
所以他们就过来想要陷害耶稣。
Right.Their intentions were evil.
他们的动机是邪恶的。
Right? To trap him in his talk.
他们想就着耶稣的话来陷害耶稣。
Okay, so I want us to consider Luke talks about this and so does Matthew.
我们看见路加记载了，但是马可记载了，其实路加福音也记载了。
So it's nice sometimes as you're walking through the Bible and you listen to the Gospels to see what some of the parallel accounts are saying about the same time.
所以对同一件事，你可以看不同的福音，他们记载的角度不一样，看看其他福音书信怎么说的。
Let's see their character. Let's take a look at the Herodians and the Pharisees, these religious leaders, and can reflect for a moment on their character.
我们来想想这个法利赛人和希律党人，他们是怎样子，他们的这个品性是如何的。
They watched him. They watched Jesus. They sent spies who pretended to be sincere.That they might catch him in something he said so as to deliver him up to the authority and the jurisdiction of the governor, which is Pilate.
所以法利赛人和希律党的人，他们窥探耶稣，打发奸细，装作好人，要在耶稣的话上得把柄，好把耶稣交在巡抚的权柄之下。
And Matthew says something quite similar.
马太也有记载，讲的也是类似。
Says the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words along with the Herodians.
所以马太记载说，法利赛人就出去商议，怎样就着耶稣的话陷害他，就打发他们的门徒同希律党的人去见耶稣。
So it reminds me a little bit of what we see happening in our country.
这一段这个很奇怪的政治组合，就让我们想起我们现在国家眼下的政治气氛。
Especially this divisive, really hostile current political climate that we're facing these days.
所以 我们这个现在的这个政治环境上也有很多的压力威胁。
Yeah. What's motivating all of this divisiveness and all of these threats to power?
所以这些现在社会上很多这种分裂啊、纷争的事情，这是他们是为什么而来的呢？
Right. And I believe it's because the religious leaders of this time really do feel their power is threatened.
我们看到当时的环境，当时就是这些宗教领袖觉得他们的权力受到了威胁。
So think about that. This is the religious leaders of the nation.
你想想，这是宗教领袖啊。
And they stoop so low to employ such methods as they debate with Jesus.
所以他们已经不择手段了，用这种下三滥的手段来对付耶稣。
We have a word for that in English. We say the travesty of such a thing. Do you know that word?
No.
The travesty? 不可能这样子做。Just say, how can they do such a thing?
就他们就是不择手段。
Such ungodly methods that they're using.
他们是属神的人，却用这种非常不属神的方法来做事。
And it's a reminder how power corrupts.
所以就看到这个，权力使人腐化。
And how some people will do anything to hold on to power, no matter how many people they hurt.
所以有些人为了权力，就是真的是不择手段，只要他们相信，只要目的正当，手段无所谓。
And people who think this way, who communicate in this manner, they believe that the ends justify the means.
就他们觉得只要能够达到目的，可以不择手段的。
And by using this method, now sending another delegation with the Herodians along with the Pharisees, they hope to throw Jesus off his game.
所以他们盘算用这种方法，再加上拉上希律党人下水，就能够打乱耶稣的阵脚。
And say something about taxes that will incriminate him.
所以诱使耶稣公开反对罗马的财产税的这个制度。
But note what they said about Jesus is actually true.
不过注意哈。他们在十四节说关于耶稣的话其实是真的。
We see it in verse 14.
在十四节他这么说的。
Teacher, we know that you are true. That's true.
他说夫子我们知道你是诚实的。
And you don't care about anyone's opinion. That's true.
什么人你都不寻情面。
Right? For you are not swayed by appearances. That's true.
因为你不看人的外貌。
Right? But truly teach the way of God.
乃是诚诚实实传神的道。
That's true.
这也是对的。
Right? So you have to be wise when you're working with people like this.
所以当你碰到这种人的话，你要有智慧。
Comparing their flattering words in the Bible version with maybe what Matthew and Luke said could be helpful.
我们来看看，对照一下刚刚其他的路加福音、马太福音，或许有助于我们理解他们这说的这段话。
Jesus, we know you're a man of integrity.
意思就是说，耶稣，我们知道你是一个正直的人。
Right? Says something very similar. And then also we see.In Luke chapter 20, teacher, we know that you speak and teach rightly.
所以在路加福音说，他说：“夫子，我们晓得你所说所教的都是正道。”
And show no partiality.
也不取人的外貌。
Reminds me of the opening verse we shared together. No partiality, altogether fair, impartial. This is Jesus.
所以我们刚开始就看到，以赛亚书讲到，对不对？耶稣，神的仆人，在将来他是公正的，他不偏袒哪一方的。
The thing that Jesus is concerned about is obedience to the Father.
所以耶稣做的事情，他就是要遵守天父的旨意。
Not the political climate and how it's always changing.
而不是地上这些政治的氛围怎么样，他才遵守天父的旨意。
Yeah, kind of like we do sometimes with our words when we try to flatter others.
所以这些人对耶稣的方法是首先来先给耶稣戴顶高帽哈。
I mean,
那我们平时可能有点像我们对朋友、对家人、对同事所做的。
Right, I think we all do it if we're honest.
如果我们诚实的话，你大概都会用这种方法做过事儿。
Right, we call it in English to butter someone up.
就有点像先戴个高帽上去，或先拍拍马屁啊。
Typically, we want to manipulate people.
但你的动机呢，是想要操控别人。
We want something from them.
你要从他身上拿点东西过来。
Right, yeah, or we think that our viewpoint is superior to theirs.
或者觉得我们的观点比他的强。
So Mark's going to continue in the next verse and show us this one-sided conversation with the following questions.
马可就在下面继续记录这场单方面的对话，他们就提出了以下的问题。
This is the Pharisees and the Herodian delegates asking this question.
所以这个希律党和这个法利赛人他们一起来。
We're going to see.
耶稣戴完了高帽，就问这个问题了。
We're going to see it's a trick question.
这是一个叫陷阱式的问题。
Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar?
纳税给该撒可不可以
？Should we pay them or should we not?
我们该纳不该纳
Right? Does the law obligate us to pay taxes?
这个法律是要求我们向国家纳税。
To pay taxes to Caesar?
而且是向该撒皇帝纳税。
Which means to the state?
就是
，right?
等于是向国家纳税。
Caesar was a title which then belonged to the Roman emperor whose name was Tiberius.
该撒是当时罗马皇帝提比留所持的称号。
And in this context, Caesar represented something bigger than just a title. It represented Rome and the Roman imperial cult.
所以在这段经文里，该撒代表的是罗马以及其的帝王崇拜的这一套系统。
So if you study history, you'll discover that the Jews just detested this cult.
所以我们知道犹太人厌恶这一套东西。
And wherever Rome ruled, Roman taxed.
罗马统治无论到哪里，偷偷到那里收税。
And they were hated for this.
这些当地的民众都很恨这个事儿。
The overwhelming majority of Jews resented what the taxes represented.
所以大多数的犹太人都痛恨这个税收体系背后所代表的这个事实。
It was a reminder that they were subject to Rome.
意思就是说，你被人征税，你必须交，所以你是他的臣民。
That their land, the Holy Land, was occupied by these Roman foreigners.
所以他们这个地，他们这个圣地是被罗马人占领的。
And so the different groups that were also beyond the Herodians and beyond the Pharisees, we see the Zealots, and they flatly refused to pay the tax.
所以犹太人中就有一批人叫做奋锐党的，他们就起来说，我们绝对不付税。
I don't know if you remember, one of Jesus' own disciples was called Simon the Zealot.
所以你记得吗？耶稣十二个门徒里面有一个叫做奋锐党的西门。
So beyond the 12, there were other disciples, and we can anticipate, yeah, there were others who were sympathetic to the zealots.
所以当时犹太人中肯定有人就觉得分裂党是做的对的。
Right.
他们其实也不想交税。
And then, of course, there's the Pharisees, right?
当然还有西律党人这些，还有法利赛人这些人。
And they were a little different. They felt humiliated by being subject to Rome, and they paid the tax, but begrudgingly.
所以法利赛人呢，其也是为此感到屈辱。他们勉强交税，但又不敢公开承认这个不满。
Right, yeah. And then the Herodians, they supported it.
但希律党呢，他支持交税。
Anything to keep the peace with Rome.
他觉得交了税就能换到和平，那也行。
They were crafty and they wanted to work the system to their advantage, so they got what they wanted.
他不仅交税，他从里面还掺一把，还得浑水摸鱼一下。
So it brings up a question, should God-fearing people agree to pay such an unfair imposition?
所以最后的问题就是说，一个敬畏神的人应不应该同意纳税这种不合理的强征？
For the people of God, is it lawful?
那对于一个属神的来说，这到底是不是合乎律法的？
I mean, what does the law of God say about all this?
那神的律法对这种事情怎么说呢？
Well, the first recorded instance of so-called taxation was inspired by God.
我们历史上第一次记载有关的这个纳税的这个制度哈，是出于神的。
And we saw begin with Joseph.
我们就看到在约瑟他开始的。
And so for the sake of where he was residing at that time as a foreigner, he was in Egypt. He did it for the sake of the nation, for the sake of Pharaoh. He came up with the plan.
所以记得当时约瑟他是一个外国人，他住在埃及，他为了法老。
And there'd be 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. And so he put together an early version of taxation so that they could survive the years of famine.
所以当初约瑟就这样做了，因为他看到将来有七年的丰年，然后紧接着有七年的荒年。那怎么样子调剂呢？他就说七年的丰年，我们就每个丰年我们就要有一个积攒的系统，就是有点像征税，对吧？把那粮食省下来，到七年荒年的时候呢，可以开仓赈粮，所以这就他有点像收税的一个系统了。
So what about after they left Egypt?
那后来他们离开埃及之后呢
？When they were becoming a nation called Israel, what then?
他们成为一个国家叫做以色列。
When God established Israel, did He institute a system of taxation?
当神建立以色列国的时候，他有没有设立一套国立的税务系统呢
？Yes,
是有的。
That's the truth, right? Leviticus chapter 27 gives us an example.
所以利未记二十七章就记载了这套税务体系。
We see the initiation of a whole tax system for the nation.
这个国家就有一个新的税收体系了。
Became an essential part of their life, actually.
是对于他们生活中的不可缺少的一部分。
They were to give a tenth of everything each year that it was called the Lord's tithe.
所以他们就是说要把拿出的十分之一，就是百分之十的税。
I got this from the commentary by MacArthur.
这一个叫麦克阿瑟的人，他写的圣经评论，他怎么说的。
And so we see that this is a big question for God's people for generation after generation about taxes.
所以这段在以色列中一代一代的传下来，这其实就是一套税收体系。
And a lot of believers, they just really don't want to pay taxes.
但是很多的现在的当时的犹太人，很多他其实就是不想付税。
And what really makes it challenging is when you feel like the government is unfair, is not partial, right? And they're corrupt. That really, wow, that's the worst.
尤其是他想说他这个税交了以后也不是用回在当地的民生系统，而是被政府浪费了，或者给官僚贪污了。
Right. So Paul says, well, I have a word as he thought about the law of God, and as Paul thought about the teaching of Jesus, his answer was similar to Jesus. Yes, pay the taxes.
所以新约里面也保罗有类似的这个讲述，就说怎么办呢？你是要交税的。
And so some of you know this text from Romans chapter 13.
我们看这一段是从罗马书十三章出来的。
Where Paul writes, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities."
他说，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他。
For there's no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. This is also why you pay taxes, right?
因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
These people who are in the government, God says, I've appointed them.
你们纳粮交税也为这个缘故，因为他们是神的差役，常常特管这事儿。
That's hard for some of us to hear.
我们有些人听到这话也可能听得不太觉得不对。
So let's come back to the setting with Jesus and these religious leaders for a moment.
我们再回到我们这个经文中，看看当时的情况，耶稣对着这些宗教领袖他们怎么说。
What kind of taxes did they have to pay altogether?
他们当时是要交什么样的税呢？
Well, during Jesus' life, the Jews paid a property tax, temple taxes, and local taxes as well.
所以当时犹太人要交的税有三样，一个是财产税，一个是圣殿税，一个是地方税。
And the Jews who resided in Judea had to pay taxes for roughly the last two decades or more since AD 6.
所以住在加利利的犹太人呢，还要额外向希律纳税。
Right, the tax in question here in this context was about what was called the property or imperial tax.
这里当时耶稣在他们问耶稣那个税呢，实际上指的是财产税。
And it was levied on male Jews who owned property.
所以如果你是犹太男性，你又有财产，那你就要按照一个固定的税率来征税。
Of course, these taxes that the religious leaders are asking Jesus about are not really sincere.
但我们知道这些人问耶稣这个问题呢，他不是真心的。
Actually, their goal, their motive is to undermine or to altogether derail Jesus' ministry.
他们当时的目的是要破坏或者扰乱耶稣的事工。
Right. See if we can get this. And I think it's maybe pretty familiar to you and I as well.
Yeah, 他们这个动机我们一看就看明白了。
These what we see on the news almost daily between the right and the left, the different partisans, the different parties, the different mindsets. It's pretty similar.
我们今天在你看到新闻、听到网上这些言论，不管这个人是左派的、右派的，他们讲出来的话、问的问题，他有一个动机的驱使，其实跟那个时候没有太大分别。
And sometimes the loudest voices are on the extreme right and on the extreme left.
有一些常常有些极端的左派的或者极端的右派的他们的声音。
So you got to be careful what you're listening to every day.
所以你要听的时候，你要有个分辨的心。
Right. Yeah. Because they're what they want to do is they just want to win the fight.
他们讲那些，就是想说他们要赢这一场论战。
And very similarly, they believe that they can do anything. The ends justify the means.
所以他们想的，只要他们的结果，他只要追的目的对了，他用什么手段他无所谓。
Like questions we hear today on some of the most divisive issues in our country.
我们现在面临的最分裂这个国家的议题是什么呢？
For example, maybe you throw out the issue of immigration just to get a good fight going.
比如说一提到移民的这个问题，马上这两派的意见就不同了，马上就开始论战了。
But remember that behind that, there are people who are basically in fear of losing their power and their authority.
但是讲到 兴起这个问题的人或者发动这个问题的人，他常常心里面想的什么？他害怕失去他自己的影响和权力。
And so they know that if Jesus agrees to Roman taxation, he would be discredited by many people, even some of his own disciples.
所以，他们就想说，如果耶稣这个问题没处理好的话呢，他连他自己的门徒都会不跟他。
Because among, like I said, among some of Jesus' disciples were those who were sympathetic to the zealots, who said absolutely no taxation.
所以我们记得，耶稣的门徒里面有分锐党的，也有同情分锐党的，那些人是不愿意交税的。
So if Jesus said, "Don't pay it," his enemies could have used that against him and say that Jesus is inciting revolt.
如果耶稣说不用纳税，他的敌人就会借此控告他，以煽动叛乱的罪名将他逮捕。
And then he could be arrested, and that would be the end of the story.
他们可能借机把他逮捕了。
So this threat was very real, and only 100 yards behind them was a place called Antonia, which was a Roman fortress.
所以当时他这个威胁是非真实存在的，因为他们讲话的地点大概100米之外就有一个罗马军营，叫做安东尼亚军营。
Let's see how Jesus responds.
我们来看耶稣是怎么回应的。
But knowing their hypocrisy, Jesus said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." And they brought one, and he said to them, Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" And they said to him, "Caesar's." And Jesus said to them, "Okay, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's."
所以耶稣看出他们的假意，就对他们说，你们为什么试探我？拿一个银钱来给我看。他们就拿了来。耶稣说，这像和这号是谁的？他们说是该撒的。耶稣说，该撒的物当归给该撒，神的物当归给神。
Jesus responds with his own questions and his own request.
所以耶稣用一个反问的问题来回应他们的问题。
Jesus' response reorients the conversation. You know that word?
他耶稣把他的问题反转过来问他们自己。
And Mark says something about the Herodians and the Pharisees' hypocrisy, but what hypocrisy is he talking about?
所以耶稣看出他们的假意，那这里到底是个什么假意呢？
And Jesus says, "Bring me a denarius."
耶稣说，拿一个纳税的银钱来给我看。
So this implies that Jesus did not carry Roman coins on his person.
所以我们知道，当耶稣这么说的时候，他身上肯定没有带罗马的银币。
But his opponents did.
但是来问他问题的那些人带了。
Those that are criticizing and testing Jesus happen to have the denarius coins on their person.
他们来试探耶稣，他的口袋里就有罗马银钱。
Which indicated their duplicity and their hypocrisy.
说明他是有备而来的，对吧？
Because it showed that these religious leaders went ahead and supported the social order of Rome.
所以他们嘴上说不纳税，但他兜里都有纳税的银钱。
Even though they're ready to pounce on Jesus if he said the wrong thing about the taxes.
那他们觉得一旦耶稣说不纳税，他马上就扑上去抓耶稣了。
So that's where that phrase hypocrisy comes in.
所以这个耶稣这就是他们的假意。
How much was a denarius?
那一个银钱是值多少钱呢？
In today's value, it depends on where you live on the planet, but it could be anywhere from $50 to $100.
那个这个银钱根据你在哪里上班工作生活，那就在美国大概值大概50到100美元。
It's a common Roman coin.
是个非常流通的罗马的钱币。
And from what I understand, it was the only coin that could be used to pay that tax, the imperial or property tax.
据我所了解的，罗马政府只收这种银钱作为税。
So the value of one denarius was about a day's wages for a common laborer.
所以一个银钱大概相当于一个普通劳工一天的工钱。
It was a silver coin.
是银子做的。
That had the image of the emperor Tiberius on one side.
所以这个银币的一面是那个该撒的像。
Right. And then on the other side it said basically the supreme high priest Pontifex Maximus.
另一面写的一个叫做 Pontifex Maximus， 意思就是至高大祭司的意思。
In other words,This Roman Caesar is a son of God.
意思就暗示这个该撒皇帝是上帝的儿子。
And this is one reason that the Jewish, religious, conservative Jewish people especially were so uncomfortable even carrying the Roman coin.
所以因为他这个宣传这个罗马皇帝是上帝的儿子，所以让犹太人就非常反感这件事情，所以他身上不会带这种钱的。
And some of these are in museums that we can see today. Right. Yeah. So of course these images that we're talking about were forbidden for Jews to really own them or promote them, and so yeah, they were very uncomfortable with the coin.
所以犹太人对于这个钱币让他浑身不自在，所以他甚至反感，所以他尽量不碰它，也不带着它。
And actually, conservative Jews were offended by the whole notion of having to look at this image of Caesar and carry it with them.
所以他对于两个看这个图像，看这个罗马皇帝的这个像，他都非常的不愿意做。
So whenever possible, they didn't even want to touch or look at them.
所以也不愿意去碰这个钱币。
It was just a reminder. And so Jesus says, "Render to Caesar what is due Caesar."
对，耶稣说，把凯撒的物归给凯撒。
Meaning, render to the state what is due the state.
或者就是说，该给国家的就给国家。
In other words, pay the taxes that are right imposed by Caesar.
意思就是说，如果皇帝要你交税，你就交税。
Despite the corruption of the government, its idolatry and its ungodly agenda, despite those things.
不管那个政府怎样的腐败，怎样的拜偶像，怎样推动不敬虔的政策，还是要交税。
Even though the same government is going to execute me in a matter of several days.
耶稣也知道这个腐败的政府几天后可要处死他的。
And so Paul picked up on this.
所以保罗也领会到这一点。
In fact, all of the apostles and followers of Jesus during the decades that followed his death and resurrection, they reflected again and again on Jesus' teachings.
所以不仅保罗，其他的使徒在耶稣之后，他们也是领会了这一点。
And that's why we see him say in Romans 13, let every person be subject to the governing authorities.
所以那个在罗马书十三章就说到，在上有权柄的人人当顺服他。
Right. The authorities that exist have been instituted by God.
因为没有权柄不是出于神的。
Therefore, if you resist the authorities, you are resisting God's appointment.
凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命。
And just in case we didn't get the point, he says, therefore, right, you pay taxes.
所以就为了这个缘故，你们要纳粮。
Because even though they're imperfect, even though they're often unjust, these are God's servants.
所以即便他们不完全不完美，但是他们是神的差役。
Right. So give to everyone.What you owe them.
就是凡人所当得的就给他。
If you owe taxes, pay taxes.
如果当得税的就给他上税。
If you owe revenue to the government, then pay your revenue.
就当得粮的给他纳粮，当得税的给他上税。
I think that's pretty clear.
我觉得这个写的相当的清楚了哈。
Right, right. So render to Caesar what is Caesar, and render to God what is due God. Let's talk about that.
把该给该撒的给该撒，把当归给神的归给神。我们来讲讲什么叫做归给神的。
This is the end of the message, so I know it's getting late. But yeah, this part may be the most important part.
下面这段是最重要的哈。
Render to God what is God's.
把归给神的东西归给神。
And Jesus is not saying there's some things that are sacred and some things that are secular and they're equal. This is not what he's saying.
耶稣的意思不是说有些东西是属于圣物，所以当归给神；有些东西是属于俗物，他不是这个意思。
Because in fact, everything belongs to God.
事实上是所有的东西，万物都属于神。
Abraham Kuyper, a famous theologian of the 20th century, said, he's a Dutch theologian, he put it this way, there's not one inch of human existence about which Jesus Christ does not say, that is mine.
所以有一个荷兰的神学家、政治学家，他叫亚伯拉罕·凯波尔，他说过一句名言，他说人类存在的每一寸领域，耶稣基督都在宣告，那是属于我的。
So, what are we to render to God?
那我们该归给神什么呢？
Well, since we are made in the image of God, we bear the image of God, we are to give our very selves, our entire lives to God.
因为我们是照着神的形象被造的，我们带着神的形象，我们要把自己和自己的生命归给神。
Everything, all that we possess to God.
以及我们所拥有的一切归给神。
Like this one Chinese church that I know and love, whose theme this year is Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Do you know that church?
我有一个华人教会，它今年的主题就是罗马书十二章一节。你们知道是哪个教会吗？
就是你们。
就是我们这个哈。
Therefore, let's read it together in English. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
啊，这就是我们教会今年的主题。他是说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
We offer our own lives, our very lives, our entire selves, and we offer true worship to Jesus.
我们把我们向耶稣献上我们真正的敬拜。
The hour is here, Jesus says, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him.
因为耶稣说时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为神要这样的人拜他。
And then Mark ends this section with, "And they marvelled at Him."
那马可最后以这句话结束，说他们听了耶稣的话就很稀奇他。
I think that's kind of interesting.
我觉得很有意思啊。
I think it means not only Jesus' followers marveled at him, but I think that even the religious leaders marveled at how wise his answer was.
这里讲的不光是耶稣的十二个门徒惊讶耶稣的回答，而且这些问他问题的这些人，这些来抓他把柄的人，他们也稀奇耶稣的回答。
Three closing points.
最后我们有三点结束。
When Christians and churches begin to make an impact, you can bet, you can almost guarantee that there's going to be adversaries who come to neutralize your ministry.
所以当一个基督徒或一个教会开始产生较大影响力的时候，我们的仇敌就会拆他敌对的代理人，想方设法让这些教会或者基督徒失效。
And those who are cunning will appear sincere and reasonable, but their intent is dark and they want to undermine what Jesus is doing in our midst.
这些人所提的问题所做的手法看起来很真诚很有道理，实际上却是要破坏基督和他仆人的见证。
So we should expect this.
所以我们应该预料到这一点。
Yeah. Whether it's you as an individual Christian or you with your group, your small group, or you with your church, if you begin to be too fruitful, too zealous,too eager to do Jesus' will, you can expect things like this to happen.
不管你是一个个人、一个小团体，甚至一个教会，当你为神结果子的时候，就有破坏要来了。
And when it happens, we shouldn't be surprised, and we should also exercise wisdom.
当这个仇敌来攻击我们的时候，我们要以神的回应来回答。
Right. Second point, we should take note of Jesus' question to them. Okay. This is in verse 15. Jesus says,Why are you putting me to the test?
我们留意哈，耶稣当时被他问的问题的时候，耶稣反问他们说：“你们为什么试探我？”
And I believe that we would say something similar today, like, "Why are you examining me in this critical way?"
或者说，你们为什么用这个方式来考验我？
And I believe Jesus is still asking those kinds of questions to his people today.
我相信耶稣到现在还是问这个问题。
Why are you asking me, examining me, testing me? You should be examining yourself.
你们为什么要来考验我？你其实应该考验的是你自己。
Right. Second point. Many American believers ask similar questions, and they still harbor resentment to the government about paying taxes.
所以现在许多美国的信徒也在问同样的问题，他们怀着同样的不满，为什么我们要向如此腐败、不负责任的政府纳税？
Why? The government is so corrupt. It's so irresponsible. Why am I paying so many taxes?
所以这个政府是腐败的，为什么？而且他也不负责任，为什么我们还要纳税呢？
So we come back to Jesus.
所以我们来看看耶稣是如何回答。
Because I said so.
耶稣说，因为我就是这样吩咐你们的。
Because I paid taxes.
因为耶稣自己也付了税。
Right? And there's an example here in Matthew 17. We don't have time. I won't look at it, but where Jesus is paying the taxes.For both himself and Peter.
所以在马太福音第十七章记载了，耶稣叫他的门徒彼得去钓鱼，拿钓上的钱付了丁税。
And this example from Matthew chapter 17 was not the property tax, but in regards to the temple tax.
所以那个税呢是圣殿税或者是丁税，不是财产税。
And not only because I said so and because I pay taxes, but because I've appointed these government officials.As my agents.
所以耶稣说，不仅说我叫你们纳税，他自己也纳税，给我们做了一个榜样。而且他说， 这些在上掌权的都是神所任命的。
Whom you are to honor, you are to submit to, and even it says in Timothy, you're to pray for them.
所以你们要尊重他，要服他们的权柄，甚至要为他们祷告。
All right. Okay. And so I think I'll skip this one right now. We only have a little time left, and let's go to the third point. Who are you and I listening to? Who are shaping or misshaping the way we think and live in this world?
So 我们跳到后面来说哈，你现在在听谁的声音？是谁在塑造你？是或者是在误导你
？Are we listening to the political voices on the extreme right or left?
你是在听这些？政治上的，不管是极端的左派的，或者极端右派的声音呢
？Are you listening to the voice of the shepherd？
或者你在听牧羊者的声音
？John chapter 10, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice."
在约翰福音第十章说，我的羊认得我的声音。
I love that verse. My sheep
我特别喜欢这节经文。
Hear my voice, and they know me, and they follow me.
耶稣说，我的羊认得我的声音，他们也跟从我。
Okay, so are you listening every day to your favorite？Cable news source, or are you listening to the voice of Jesus?
你在每天都在听社会上各种各样嘈杂的声音呢，还是你在寻求耶稣的声音？
Because if you listen to the media every day, either too far on the right or too far on the left, you will have divided loyalties.
所以你如果听这个社会上嘈杂的，不管是极左派的声音、极右派的声音，那你的这个忠诚已经分割了。
And you'll be angry, and you'll say things later you regret.And you will not be a good witness.
So you 听了这，不管你是被极左影响、极右影响，你都会对另外一边，你会非常的愤怒。
So baptism today, praise God, it reminds us, right? It reminds us of who we are.
So 今天的敬礼就提醒我们，到底我们是谁？我们是主的羊。
It reminds us of where our loyalties lie.
我们的忠心应该向着谁
？Right? It's no longer my loyalty, My real loyalty is not to my nation, my nationality, or my political preferences.
我的忠心不应该是向着这个国家，甚至向着某个政党。
We are to give to God what is God's.
我们要把我们的忠心归给神。
To give ourselves.
就把我们自己也归给神。
Daily.
而且是每天的。
As a living sacrifice.
把我们身体献上做一个活祭。
We begin the day not with the news.We begin the day with God.
我每天的开始不是以开始社会上什么新闻而开始的，而是每天把自己献给神开始。
Good morning, Lord.
早上起来说早上好，上帝。
Lord, thank you. I'm still breathing.
主啊，谢谢你，我还有生命的气息。
Tune my ear today, Lord, to hear your voice.
主啊，让开我的耳朵，让我听见你的声音。
That's my loyalty. Jesus is Lord.
这才是我们的忠诚，耶稣是我们的主。
Help me to live an undivided life of loyalty to King Jesus.
让我们把我们不可分割的忠诚归给我们的主耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
主啊，我们谢谢你的慈爱和怜悯。
Help us, Lord, to do that very thing.
帮助我们把归给你的东西归给你。
Right, to give our loyalty to you.
把我们的忠诚归给你。
Thank you for this reminder today.
我们谢谢我们今天让我们再次看到一个见证。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.